you ever purchase anything from Yahoo auction site or eBay? A friend of mine has read about bargains he got on that site.
I have picked up something I've been looking for on Yahoo's auction, and I think we haven't reached maturity yet.
Is there any difference between Taiwan's auction sites and international auction sites?
Well, as you can imagine, there are a great deal of more buyers and sellers in the U.S. as far as geographic constraints that are not constant. However, if you want to buy hard-to-find items, the bidding could go sky high.
Sky high? I thought the idea is to get a good deal.
There are a lot of deals to be found. You know, nevertheless, if you get two people that truly want a rare item, it could take out a bidding competition.
You mean that another one gives way and they outbid each other in turn?
Precisely. But this rarely happens on Taiwan's auction site. There is not an overabundance of buyers, so most items won't go far from the starting price.
I'm still hesitant to lay down my hard-earned money for something I can see with my eyes. What if it happens to be an auction fraud or the item is not what I have anticipated?
Well, good question. Actually, they have a user feedback system which grades buyers and sellers in order to prevent auction fraud.
Oh, I guess this helps to keep all participants on the up and up.
So does the sellers care about the buyer's feedback?
Yes, it is quite important. The seller is concerned about non-paying debt bidders.
I also heard about people selling bizarre items on the auction site. Is that for real?
Actually, I remember seeing people listening for human kidneys on sale and some crazy people who sell roaches on eBay.
Who in their right minds would buy such things? And isn't it illegal to sell human organs?
I see eye to eye with you, but I think we will all be astounded by what people will sell and buy on the internet.
I've heard that a mother-to-be putting up her breast milk sale on the internet.
Actually, there are a number of auctions that eBay or Yahoo auction would consider a prank. However, there are other ridiculous ones that are very rare. One restaurant lists a half-eaten print of French toast that the pop singer Justin Timberlake didn't finish.
What for Christ's sake would someone do with that? It would be green and moldy by the time it's delivered.
Anyway, it does no harm just to take it as an creative bidding.
Mm-hmm.